The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by Stephen Powell to look ahead to the best of Thursday's action. We're going to look at one contest at Yarmouth and two at Haydock on what is a decent day's action. How are you, Mr. Powell?
Yeah, very good, thank you, Alex. I've had a very busy few days, but it's good to be back in William Hill Towers.
And what's important about tomorrow? My birthday. Thanks for
remembering. Is it really?
We're going to look at one race at Yarmouth.
Happy birthday, Alex.
And we start with the 210, which is a maiden race over six furlongs. Seven runners going to post for this one. Four of them have previous racecourse experience, and I think it's fair to say that all four of them ran pretty well on their debut. We've got Drumkilbo for Lady Cecil, Fanciful Angel for Marco Botti, Midlander for Mark Johnston, and Mighty Warrior for Richard Fahey. Mm. I don't think it's too ridiculous to say that the winner will come from one of those four here.
I entirely agree, 100%. Of those four, Drumkilbo is the one I like the least. That will be bottom of the four at the moment. It was behind Midlander when they met on their debut 2 weeks ago. Cam Hardy is replacing George Baker, which is not a negative, but the fact they're putting on an apprentice...
He's not bad, actually, Cam Hardy.
He's good. But no, he's fine. He's fine. Yeah. As apprentices go, he's fine. But in terms of the horse and the sort of ability in comparison to the others... I thought if they think he was going to win, he'd have a good jockey on him.
Yep.
Well, not good, more experienced jockey.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I don't want to put Cam down, because I do think he's very good. And then of the others, we mentioned Midlander was just touched off at Lingfield. That was on the all-weather. Mark Johnston's yard are flying. His two-year-olds are running well. His older horses are running well. Royston French rode him 2 weeks ago. He's back on as well. And there's not a great deal of negativity about Midlander, really, at all, that I can put forth. I mean, one thing is occasionally Johnston horses throw in a bad run, but that's probably it, to be honest. But they do improve for their first run generally as well. So he is going to be the big danger to the one that I fancy. Number six, Mighty Warriors, trained by Richard Fahey, was second in a novice race at Thirsk behind a horse who'd been fifth in a listed race and second in a conditions race last time out in Don't Tell Annie. Only three parts of a length away, and there was a head back to the third, and they were clear of the 200-to-1 outsider. So I'm not sure how valuable the form is, and if he might have, you know, got a bit of a run of the race and that sort of stuff. He's obviously open to improvement, but he'd be third in of the four that we've mentioned, just above Drumkilbo and behind Midlander. So that leaves number four, Fanciful Angel, who's trained by Marco Botti in the mount of Martin Harley. I saw him when he made his debut at Newmarket. I was there that day when he was third behind Epithet, who he's going to get a strong mention later on in this discussion. He was third, but he made his he was held up probably a bit far back. He wasn't, I wouldn't say he was slowly away from the stalls, but he didn't sort of find his stride as quickly as one or two of the others. And then he made his move mid-race. And by the time then he sort of got into a position where he would be able to challenge. Epithet had gone. And he kept on at one pace to finish third, but it was a nice run. I like the run. Marco Botti sends a lot of horses to Yarmouth. He's won this race in the past, and he's the one I'm just going to side with.
Okay.
On the basis that I liked him, I thought he shaped well, and also I'm going to tip Epithet in 30 seconds' time.
Okay, Fanciful Angel.
So, the pick. Very close between him and Midlander. I don't like going against Mark Johnston horses, but he's going to be the one.
Okay, that is the 210 at Yarmouth, and Fanciful Angel, the pick for Marco Botti and Martin Harley. Next up is the 350 from Haydock. It is a novice stakes over seven furlongs. Five runners down to go to post. Power play for Richard Hannon is already a non-runner. that leaves five of them. But the three with racecourse experience have already got a win to their name. That's Diaz, Epithet and Lieutenant Caffey. The two newcomers wouldn't be surprising if they're pretty smart. Henry the Aeroplane, beautifully named for Richard Fahey, and Joshua Potman, who's quite a good name as well, for Tom Dascombe. We'll start with Epithet then, a horse that you've already touched on, for Godolphin. You like the look of his form, and I'd expect him to be getting the better of those with experience on all known form.
Yeah, definitely. His third at Newmarket on debut was a good run. He was one place in front of Richard Pankhurst, who obviously came out and won the Chesham Stakes at Royal Ascot on his next run. He made all and easily disposed of his field at Newmarket last time, Epithet, by four lengths comfortably. And I think he'll be suited by the extra furlong in trip today. Yeah, I think he'll get the better. On all-known form, I think he's got the best form full stop, actually, even of those who've run. Diaz was outpaced at Sandown on his debut over seven furlongs, and it's a stiff seven at Sandown. It's a stiff seven as well at Newmarket when he won next time out, and he was made good use of that day at Newmarket. I think they wanted to try and avoid him getting outpaced by pressing on, which worked, but I think he's ripe for a step up in trip already as a son of Azamor, and I'm just concerned that Epithet might have a bit more toe for him, basically.
Okay.
Power Play, he's obviously out, but he would have linked into Midland, as we mentioned before, so it's a shame, really. Lieutenant Caffey kept on well to win at Nottingham. Obviously, Richard Fahey has plenty of first-time-out winners. I'm not sure it was a great race he won at Nottingham, but he did it comfortably enough, and, you know, he's hard to knock, but I just think overall he might not have the same level of as ability as the other two. Mm-hmm. And then the two newcomers, both yards that, obviously, Richard Fahey, one of them, Tom Dascombe, the other, both have newcomers. Tom Dascombe does well at Haydock, etc., etc., but they're both going to have to be, I think, above average to get the better of the top two, personally. And it wouldn't surprise me if they ran well, but Epithet, I think his form is marginally better than Diaz's. And whilst Epithet should be suited by the step up to seven, I think Diaz wants to go up already from seven.
Yep.
So I think that might just conspire against him.
Okay, couple of questions for you off the back of this. Number one, why have Richard Fahey and Tom Dascombe got newcomers in a novice stakes? Why not a maiden?
Well, because they've not won, they receive quite a lot of weight. Uh-huh. Well, I'll say a lot. They receive £7 from the others.
But surely it's a huge ask.
It is, but normally they cut up, and all novice races are now worth £10,000, which is a lot more than a maiden.
Right, okay.
Generally as well, nine times out of ten. Mm. So the combination of receiving weight off horses that are already run, I mean, six runners is actually more than you normally get in a novice stakes, to be fair.
Yeah, true.
So, you know, even if he finishes third, he gets £900, which he'd only get for finishing second in a maiden.
Okay.
So, and I mean, and also, I mean, we mentioned in the 2.10 at Yarmouth, Mighty Warrior's trained by Richard Fahey. He was second in a novice race, and he'd be a good example because that was his debut.
Yeah.
He was just touched off. There were only four runners, and they generally cut up. They're all worth £10,000. So,
okay.
Just on this occasion, they're going to come up against one or two nice horses.
Secondly, what do you make of the Godolphin jockey situation? Just briefly. I mean, William Buick here riding for Charlie Appleby, who's also... Adam Kirby rides quite a bit. Martin Lane.
Epithet, this is a third different jockey that's ridden him on Thursday, because I think James Doyle rode him first time out, and then Adam Kirby won on him at Newmarket. It's an interesting one, obviously. Mikhail Bartolone has gone back to France, as we know, and he's actually had a couple of winners already, so that's going to suit him better. Charlie Appleby said, I'm going to use the best available. Obviously, William Buick is contracted to John Gosden.
Yep.
He's got quite strong ties with the Darley Godolphin team through Princess Hire, etc. Used to train a lot for Sheikh Mohammed. It wouldn't surprise me if eventually that's where he'll end up.
It's just a bit... bit strange, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit strange.
As far as I'm concerned, Sylvester D'Souza's up there with the best of them.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, Sylvester was never really contracted to ride for Charlie Appleby.
No.
He rode more for Saeed. But even Saeed, you know, brushing him aside. I mean, at Kempton on Wednesday evening, Saeed's got a runner and Paul Hannigan's riding it. And Sylvester's on something else. So it is bizarre. I like Sylvester a lot and I would use him. And considering he's won the Champion Stakes and the Dubai World Cup for them in the last 9 months, I am surprised. But...
well, it used to be if you got asked to ride for Godolphin, it was a huge thrill. Now it seems to be if you're not asked, then you're in a minority.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I mean, they've said they use the best jockeys available. William Buick, top jockey. James Doyle, top jockey. Adam Kirby, top jockey. So I don't have any great criticism of them using them because they are all good jockeys. And I'm pleased for Adam Kirby particularly because, you know, it's been not a long time coming, but he's been pumping away on the all-weather for a few years, and I'm pleased for him.
Okay. But the pick is Epithet.
It is Epithet,
in the 350. The final race that we'll look at is the 420. It's a handicap over a mile and six. A Class 2 event. Just the four runners going to post for this one. You couldn't rule any of them out, I think it's fair to say.
No.
Alex, my boy, I think was quite well fancied by Mark Johnson, to be honest, but has disappointed the last twice. You've got Altail for Sir Michael Stout, who this race looks like could be well within him. Tiger Lily's interesting for Richard Fahey. That's a filly. And Ujigar is probably going to go off the outsider.
Yeah, and I think we'll struggle to win Ujigar.
Yeah.
That's the one. It went at Southwell and had been beaten in two easier races than this at Beverley and Chester, and so I think he's going to struggle. Tiger Lily's interesting, having won first from out at Thirsk, a second run was in a lady amateur rider's handicap when she was sent off favourite at York. Arguably the most competitive lady amateur rider's handicap that you'll get all year as well, in the Queen Mother Cup. Stayed on late in the day, took a while to warm up there. But did
funny sort of plan, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
To win a maiden and go there. But that's not a bad run.
No, it wasn't. But I think the combination of being a valuable prize and being up the road, unexposed, where most of them were exposed, and a relatively low handicap mark, all sort of factored in. That's why they went for it. Obviously, it's a third run, and I have nothing against her at all. I do think she'll end up better than being 76, but whether she's quite as good as the other two, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But obviously, the whole point of a handicap is to level the playing field. Altail is bred to stay this trip. He's down on the Doncaster Cup over 2.25 miles and was set off favourite for the Cesarevich. Mm-hmm. By Sea of the Stars, obviously his offspring are improving. He cost a lot of money and he patently found 10, 11 and 12 furlongs too short in his three maidens. The problem is he hasn't got a change of gear, and I'm worried with four runners with a Mark Johnston horse that will bowl along, he's less tactically versatile than he'll need to be to win.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. I really do, and I think he's going to win some good races. But whether that will be later this year over further or next year, I think that might be the case. And so I'm going to go with Alex, my boy. He's seventh in the Edinburgh Cup at Musselburgh. Was I think can be discarded. The track was very much favouring front runners there, which he does generally, but particularly at that meeting. And he was held up and just couldn't get on a level field at any point to even lay down a challenge. And then at Royal Ascot, he walked out of the stalls. He'd had three reminders in less than a furlong to actually get going. But then he stayed on really well up the home straight, never going to catch the leaders. And he was beaten six lengths in the end behind Elite Army. I think here, he'll get an easy lead.
Less runners will suit.
Less runners. He can dominate with Joe Fanning on from the front. And if he starts winding it up, I think they'll struggle to catch him, to be honest. So I'm going to go with Alex, my boy. I do like Altail a lot. He's a lovely horse, but I just don't think, as I say, he's quite got the gears that Alex, my boy, will have.
Okay, Alex, my boy, the pick there in Haydock's 420. Lovely stuff, Stephen. Thank you very much for your time and enjoy all of Thursday's action.
Thank you, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.